I want you to turn this morning for just a moment. I won't keep you long. In the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4. Apostle Paul writing the church at Thessalonica, and as he closes out the fourth chapter, he says, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." Heavenly Father, we thank you today that we have this opportunity that we can pause for just a moment amongst our busy day and say thank you today, Lord, for Jesus, to say thank you for the resurrection, to say thank you, dear Lord, that we have hope. We ask you now, dear Lord, that you might take the words of our mouth, the thoughts of our heart, and lift up and glorify and exalt the Lord Jesus Christ. We ask you to bless each of our hearers today. Touch our hearts through what you've done through your Son. In his wonderful holy name we pray. Amen and amen. I was reading not long ago and a grief counselor made this statement. She said, most people think death is optional. And I begin to think that's probably true. We try to obtain immortality, but every effort that we make is futile. I read that 6,316 people die each hour. Some of them from disease, some of them through accident, some of them are victims of crime, and many other things today. They're old and they're young, many unexpected. Certainly my world changed forever because I did not expect my baby girl to die. But death is inevitable this morning. You know, most of us have laid to rest someone who are dear to them. This Easter, I want to look at not the theology of the resurrection, but the rewards of the resurrection. Dr. R.A. Torrey has called this passage I read in your hearing today the most comforting passage in all of the Scripture. And it brings great comfort to my heart this morning, and I hope that it will for you. Because here the Apostle Paul tells us three simple things I want to bring out today. And he says, first of all, we have blessed assurance. That's what he tells us in verses 13 and 14. "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him." Well, that's blessed assurance today. That's a great promise upon which we can stand today. Fanny Crosby wrote, "Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his Spirit and washed in his blood." What greater hope could we have today than the hope that we have in Christ Jesus? You see, today the greatest hope today is the hope of the resurrection. What a glorious event that was when Jesus came out of the tomb some 2,000 years ago. What a glorious time it was when he walked with his disciples upon this earth. But you know, what a day today when the Lord resurrects us to a glorified body like unto his glorified body this morning. You see, when you go to the cemetery and you have to leave a precious loved one there in the ground and you have to drive away and leave them there, I begin to think, and many years ago, one of the Inspiration Quartet, they used to sing a song called Resurrection Ground. And you know, that's the truth. The cemetery is resurrection ground this morning. Moses was told by the Lord that you're standing on holy ground. Well, every time you walk into a cemetery, you're standing on resurrection ground. The Bible says, and we'll see in just a moment, that one day those graves are going to open, and if you're dead in Christ, you're going to rise again. Jesus said, because I live, ye shall live also. I'm glad of that today. You see, He's the resurrection and the life. He is the living, resurrected Son of God, and in Him this morning we have our hope. All the flowers that are here today, and the cantatas and the songs, all of us give hope in a dark world. But the greatest hope we have is the resurrection of the Son of God from the grave today. Dr. Robert Dale, many years ago, was a pastor in Scotland. And there, as he was studying for his Easter message to preach to his church, he began all at once to realize that in the reality that Jesus was alive. And he ran out of his office and he told his secretary, he said, He's alive, He's alive. And he ran out into the street and began to stop people and say, He's alive, He's alive. You know, today I want to tell you, He's alive. He's not a dead Savior, but He's a living Savior today. But I got one other thing I want to tell you today. Not only is He alive this morning, but I'm alive. And because He lives, I'm living today. And because He rose from the grave, I'll rise from the grave today. I've always believed and always had hope. But I'll tell you, I've got more to go to heaven for than I had a little while ago. I begin to think about all the wonderful things in heaven and all the wonderful things in glory today. But you know, the greatest thing in glory is going to be Jesus. Amen. I want to tell you today, the glorious thing in heaven today is Jesus. I got a mama, I got a daddy, I got grandparents, and I got a baby girl. But I want to tell you, I've also got Jesus. And it's because of Jesus today that I can go and see that. I have the blessed assurance. That's a great promise today. And when we talk about the resurrection and people get into deep theology about it, and I'm not here to argue about theology. I believe what the Scripture said today. I have no doubt about what the Scripture said. But the greatest thing to me is not the theology, but it's what it means to me this morning. It means to me that one day, I'll probably be buried. One day, they'll have to walk away from that graveside and leave my lifeless body in the ground. But what that really means today is glory to God. One day, Jesus is going to resurrect my body just like He did His body this morning. Blessed assurance, Paul said, that we have in the Word of the Lord today. But you know, he tells us something else today. He said, hallelujah, He's coming. This is what He said. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. You read that today, and the emphasis really today is upon the Lord. Paul said the Lord Himself will descend. You see, today He's not going to send a substitute or a stand-in. He's not going to send a look-alike or an angel this morning. It's not going to be a guest hope or some Old Testament saint. It's not a figment of our imagination or some ghostly religious figure today. But I want to tell you, the Lord Himself will return. He will bodily and personally return to this earth. After Jesus ascended back into heaven, two angels appeared and spoke to His disciples and said, This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same manner in which you have seen Him go up. This same Jesus today. Hallelujah. Today, this same Jesus. The one that was born in Bethlehem and raised in Nazareth, who walked the dusty roads of Galilee and healed the sick, who raised the dead and preached the good news to those in captivity this morning. He was betrayed and tried and denied, condemned, scourged, crucified, and buried in a borrowed tomb. But on the third day he arose, and 40 days later he ascended into heaven, where for 2,000 years he has been seated at the right hand of God, making intercession for us today, saving to the uttermost all that come unto God by him. This same Jesus today, the one that's dismissed by many and ignored by others, who's mocked by some and hated by others, this same Jesus, the head of the body, the Lord of the church, and the creator of the universe, the same Jesus, the Lord himself, shall descend from heaven. The one who saved us, the object of our prayers, the hope of every saint today, the one whose message we preach, this same Jesus is returning to the earth that rejected him. Once he came as a lamb to the slaughter, now he returns as the lion of the tribe of Judah. Once he was judged of men, now he comes to judge all men. Once he was crucified, now he comes to be crowned. Once he was mockingly called the King of the Jews, next he comes as the King of Kings, and they mock him no more. I want to tell you today, this same Jesus is coming again. And I want to see him. I want to look upon his face. I want to thank him today for his saving grace. Boy, what words can I use today to talk to him about the saving grace, the mercy and the love that today. But I do want to see him today, ladies and gentlemen. And he's coming again. I love him because he's the redeemer of my soul. The songwriter said, oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a glorious hope we have today. I want to see him. As Job said so long ago, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter days upon the earth. And though skin worms devour my body, yet in my flesh I shall see God, who I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another. Though my reins be consumed within me. I want to tell you this morning, ladies and gentlemen, the Lord's coming again. I'm going to get to see him. I want to tell you, he's going to stand upon this earth. My Redeemer liveth today. A lot of folks have got a dead Redeemer. A lot of folks this morning have got a false Redeemer. But I want to tell you, thank God I've got a living Redeemer. And he's headed back to this earth this morning. Paul said, hey, he's coming again. But you know, Paul tells us something else in our text this morning that we need to look at. You see, he said, we're not finished yet. He said, we're going to have a glorious reunion. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. He said, the dead's going to rise. And those who are remain are going to be caught up together with them to meet the Lord. You know, the psalmist said that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Black lady came by the shop the other day, and I was talking to her about some things, and she said, well, our theme for Easter at our church is, it's getting up time. I thought, well, that'd be a good sermon. It's getting up time. Hallelujah. One of these days is going to be getting up time, isn't it? You know, the women went to the tomb, and after was dark in the night, and they was wondering who was going to roll away the stone. But when they got there, the stone was already gone. And you know, this morning they went in the darkness. But I want to tell you, when they got there, I believe the light was shining. It was getting up time. The Lord done got up. And you know, this morning, because he got up, we're going to get up also. We're going to have perfect health. You know, that's amazing when you begin to think about what a glorious time we're going to have. Perfect health. We're not going to have any pains and aches. We're not going to have any sickness or disease. We're not going to have any hospitals or cemeteries. We're not going to have to worry about Obamacare. We're not going to have to worry about anything today, because the Lord's going to give us a body like unto his glorious body. Getting up time. We'll have perfect health, perfect happiness. You know, here we have fleeting moments of happiness and joy. We have fleeting moments of times that we're happy, but something interrupts that, doesn't it, today? We get a phone call in the middle of the night, or we get a phone call at work, or we go to the doctors and The doctor comes in shaking his head. And things that happen constantly in our lives, as Job said, man that's born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. We have fleeting moments and when we think we're happy, but thank God today we're headed to a place where there's always happiness. John said he's going to wipe away all tears. There'll be no sorrow, no grief. Going to bring in nothing today to take away our happiness. We're going to be there happy with the Lord today. We're going to be singing that new song in glory. We're going to be in perfect heaven because, you see, sometimes upon this earth we want to make a perfect environment, but we'll never have it. But hallelujah, we're headed to that perfect place today, the place that Jesus has prepared for us by going to the cross of Calvary. There he died upon that cross. He was buried. Well, I want to tell you, thank God he came out the third day. And when he came out the third day, I want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, he said to you and I, because I'm living, because I live, you'll live also. You know what he said? He said, because I had a getting up time, you got one too. I'm looking forward to it today, ladies and gentlemen. I'm looking forward to the time when we can get up with the Lord. We'll meet together with the Lord in the air. What a glorious time we're going to have, amen? What a glorious time we're going to do when we stand around the throne of God and sing praises to the Lamb of God that loved us forever. And you know, all of that today is because God loved us enough to send His Son to be our Savior. Because God loved us enough this morning in His amazing grace to allow us that wonderful place called heaven. All of that today because of Jesus Christ. And so when we think about the resurrection today, don't worry about sometimes the theology of it, but just think about what it means to you. It means to me I'm going to get to see my baby again. It means I'm going to get to see Jesus. It means I'm going to get to live forever. Hallelujah today. I'm glad that I'm looking forward to the getting up time this morning. Are you ready to get up this morning? If the Lord was to call you home, would you have that hope of the resurrection? Would you have that hope today? Have you been washed in the blood of the Lamb? Has Jesus forgiven you of your sins? Is He your Savior this morning? You say, well, I don't know, preacher. I might have to think about that. I wouldn't think about it if I was you. You see, today, you need to be prepared. Right now, you need to be prepared to step into eternity. I can't tell you this morning I'm ready, but I can tell you I'm prepared. Are you prepared to meet Jesus? If you're not, let me tell you about the wonderful Savior I have. He's waiting this morning for you, and He's willing to save you by His grace if you'll come unto Him in repentance and faith. All right, let's stand together with me. Brother Lucy and Barbara would come. Heavenly Father, I thank You today that we have this hope of the resurrection. I thank You, dear Lord, today that You love me enough that You gave Your Son for me. I thank You, dear Lord, I get to participate in that wonderful resurrection from the grave. And Lord, I don't know all about it. But I know this much today, dear Lord. You promised me in Your Word to give me the blessed assurance that one day I'll walk with You. One day I'll rise with You. And Father, I pray today for that one here that's not prepared. That if something were to happen before we meet again, they wouldn't be prepared to step into eternity. This will be the day. This will be the hour. This will be the time that they come to Jesus. This will be the time that they trust Him, so they'll have that great hope in their heart. In Jesus' name.